Welcome to Warehouse and Operations as a Career. I'm so glad that you're joining us for our first series and first episode. Let me tell you a bit about Warehouse and Operations as a Career, what we are and what we're not, and maybe what we can do for you and what we won't be able to do at all. First off, my name is Marty T. Hawkins. I'll be hosting our podcast pretty much weekly. I've been in warehousing and operations roughly, 36, 38 years. I started out as a general labor or utility man in warehousing and was fortunate enough to have several bosses that through seeing something in me or just that I would show up to work every day kind of took me on as a mentoring subject, and I was given the opportunity to advance to order selecting, then to forklift positions, and on into lead and supervisor roles. I've pretty much had hands-on experiences in every position from utility to VP of ops. I now find myself with the time and resources to help young men and women to either get started in warehousing, switch from fields that they find little interest in, and or help give them the words or teach and educate them to be noticed and work towards advancement within warehousing and operations. Although you'll probably hear me mention several companies and a lot of vendors throughout our talks, I will not be paid to advertise their words or their wares. Everything said will be my own thought or opinions, and you'll probably find I have a lot of opinions when it comes to running operations. I'm not an expert in much of anything, but I do have a lot of thoughts and will try to give you access to any resources I use or things that I may look up. We don't have jobs or positions to offer you. I will occasionally mention companies and services that may be hiring, should you be interested in switching fields and or starting a new career path though. We will be able to help you with advancement within your facility by sharing the things that you'll need to know, like SOPs and GMPs that will get your management's attention. Even with this knowledge, it's still up to you to show the dedication, the willingness to learn, and effort needed to turn that job into your career, though. Here at WAOC, let's call it that instead of that long title, we'll talk about individuals just starting out and be interviewing people presently working in positions, getting tips from them, pros and cons of where they find themselves right now. And we'll be visiting with many leaders that started on the floor and grew into managers, directors, vice presidents, and possibly even speaking with a couple of company presidents and CEOs. I mean, we all should be aiming high, right? I'll share why we all should be knowledgeable with warehousing GMPs or general maintenance practices and SOPs or standard operational procedures, the importance of safety in our occupation, and you'll find I have a real passion for safety. It's the most important part of operations. We'll hit on a few of the many regulatory concerns every warehouseman or transportation person needs to know, especially in the distribution world. A lot of experience will be shared. All you have to do is apply others' thoughts, and I can all but guarantee that you can reach your career goals. Now, our podcast won't be as professional sounding as some. Remember, we're all old ops men and women, but I'll assure you we're here doing this because we love operations. It's a great career, and our goals are to help you advance and make the money that you strive for, reaching as far as you'd like to go in the industry. Well, that's kind of about it. As far as introduction to warehouse and operations as a career. If you think any of this sounds interesting and useful, please take a moment to like and subscribe to our feed so you won't miss out on a single program. Please check on our website and blog also at warehouseandoperationsasacareer.com because we'll be updating it with interesting thoughts and facts pretty much throughout each week. Now that the introductions are done, let's look into our first scenario. Now, I guess it's more like a question, really, that's presented to me almost every week. We can't work with actual stories using actual names, but the storyline really is consistently the same. Let's say I was asked by a young gentleman on his fourth job interview as a waiter in the restaurant industry what he needed to do to get into a better paying job like warehousing. His brother went to trucking school, liked the money, but was quickly wearing with all the road time and being away from home so much. The young man already decided maybe trucking wasn't going to be for him. He kind of figures he's more of a in-the-building kind of guy. Transportation now is a great field. I especially love the delivery aspect of it, and we'll be discussing it in depth in other episodes going forward. Let's call today's subject Jeff. I'd asked Jeff how he had come to the decision of being a warehouseman. Being in the restaurant industry, he of course has occasion to visit with and get to know their food service delivery providers, their deliverymen, many of which had been with the companies for several years. Now, I truly find the longevity and career opportunities within the food service distribution arena to be some of the best that there is. It's really a great industry. And yes, you'll find them a bit biased when it comes to the food industry, being in it for, over 25 years, I guess. No matter what seems to happen with the economy, the beer, food, and entertainment industries are the last segments to feel it. By the way, that's one of those opinions I was talking about earlier. Jeff would express when he was looking for that first job right out of school, he found several advertisements for restaurant help, thinking the flexible hours, the pay with tips, and being able to work with several friends would be great. I mean, that sounds great. He applied and was, of course, hired immediately over and over and over again. Jeff would state to me that he has no interest in cooking or preparing food, did not want to be a chef at all, and after 3 years is wondering, okay, where do I go from here? Now, he started looking into warehouse positions, but he isn't really finding those high-paying jobs that the deliveryman and his friends keep talking about. Now, he's had several offers. A lot of places have been interested in him, but more at that general labor or utility level. And, of course, that's $9, $10 an hour range. So he's asked, how do I get those jobs advertised at $14 to $25 an hour on Craigslist and all the job posting boards? I think Jeff's situation helps define the difference in a job and a career. A job is a great way to pay bills, and it fits many of us just fine. I mean, seriously, hours can be flexible. If something comes up that you'd rather do instead of going to work one Friday, it's probably okay to call in. Someone can cover your shift. Your employer may tolerate your absence for the day, possibly a bit upset, but you may not necessarily lose your job. A career or a position that you look to as a career, now that's a whole nother story. Let's look at the definition real quick on Wikipedia.com. Hey, it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right? A career is an individual's journey through learning, work, and other aspects of life. Probably a truer paragraph would be from the Oxford English Dictionary, which defines a career a bit better for our purposes. As a person's course or progress through life or a distinct portion of life. In this definition, career is understood to relate to a range of aspects of an individual's life, learning, and work. A third way in which the term career is used to describe an occupation or a profession that usually involves special training or formal education and is considered to be more of a person's life work. In this case, a career is seen as a sequence of related jobs, usually pursued within a single industry or sector. Things like a career in education or a career in the building trade, things like that. Both are good definitions, but to an old ops man like myself, a career simply means going to work every day, being on time for the full shift, taking care of my family, and taking care of the company I'm working for to the best of my ability and being safe as I do it. Every profession has the necessary education requirements, training, and regulatory concerns, and there's nothing different about the warehousing and operations field. There's plenty of experience and training to be learned by just doing in operations. You should always apply yourself and have the next position within your facility as your goal. So Jeff has decided on the money he wants. He knows what he wants to make. He knows where he wants to end up. He likes to work hard. He wants to be rewarded for it. And he wants to be in a field that he feels challenged. Jeff came to some of these conclusions from his talks with the delivery men he met in the back of the kitchens, each, of course, talking about positions at their facilities and how they needed people like him to select and load their trucks. I'd suggest to Jeff, if he is serious about learning, don't mind working hard, and can tolerate the demands of a real job, he seek out a position as general labor that will provide him with the ability to learn the equipment, how to use it, how to handle it. Put in his time learning the ways of warehousing, the SOPs, the GMPs, and how to work with pallets and move freight for, 3 to 6 months. With that education now in hand, it'll be much easier to approach those order selecting and forklift positions in that $14 to $20 hourly range. It's always better to have experience that a company is looking for. Your first goal should be getting hired on at a facility where they have the time and ability to train you, even at the lower pay rate that'll be advantageous. The education and training that you'll be receiving, it's all free and is preparing you for the next step in your career. And of course, with each step, offering more money and more education or more training, preparing yourself for that next step and so on and so on. I'm really excited for several people on this path, and we'll be following their stories over the next few months and see how they like it and tracking their advancements. Many of which, they're working at absorbing everything being taught and looking forward to those higher paying positions. You know, this scenario plays out every week, every day actually, and can be lived to some degree by each and every one of us. I mean, we're all looking for more or advancement in our lives, right? The point that should be taken from our story is that there's no shortcuts. You have to get started and you have to take every opportunity to learn. Put your best foot forward, be dedicated, and do a good job. Within a very, very short period of time, you'll find the opportunities open up to you because you're applying the knowledge and are dedicated to doing the task at hand. Over the next month or so, we'll learn just how easily and how quickly we can start that path to success. Next week, we'll discuss GMPs and SOPs, and that's a subject that never really ends, but we'll condense it into just kind of a needs list. We'll talk about warehousing 101 and what your boss may be looking for in an individual. Also, I've got an interview scheduled in just a couple of weeks with a professional recruiter, and she'll help us understand the importance of a good resume and how we should conduct ourselves during an interview to win her over and seal the job offer. Thanks again for joining us today, and please take a moment to subscribe to our feed. Be sure to leave us a comment or request a topic. The more participation we receive, the more we'll all learn from each other. Have a great week, and remember, be safe out there in all your endeavors.